Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, Mr. Humble, at your service. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Tatum back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Doug is the Wright Travel Chair in Entrepreneurship at Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU, former president and former chairman and CEO, I should say, of Tatum LLC. He is also very involved in a number of investor organizations, private equity organizations, and he's got his ear to the ground and his finger on the pulse of a lot of things out there that are happening in the economy, and I wanted to talk to him and ask him some questions. He's our good friend, Doug Tatum. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Welcome to be here.
It's good to have you back, Doug. Hey, Doug, I'm trying to do a little visioning for what capitalization is going to look like for small businesses in the future. I'm talking 5, 10, 20, maybe even 30 years from now. And
right.
And I believe it's going to look a lot different. And as my audience knows, I'm a real strong champion. I'm a big supporter of independent community banks. I believe that they're really important. But I also believe that the landscape is not looking good for their proliferation. They're not going to go away, but we're going to lose a bunch more of them, I think, than we already have. I think in 10 years we could have a lot fewer small banks than we have had. And I don't think that's good for small business. So where is small business going to get their capital if there aren't going to be as many independent banks as there are now in the future? Where's that capital going to come from? Is it going to come from crowdfunding, from factoring? What do you think?
Well, Jim, I want to acknowledge your point about community banks. I've been a big fan of that capital source for small business. I testified for Congress a number of times about the capital gap.
Right.
And
no man's land.
No man's land, the capital gap, which is when they when your listeners have a company where the business needs more capital than they can personally afford to repay, you know, they face a capital gap. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, this banking crisis and the size of the banks, I'm convinced that most of them, not all of them, are out of the business of lending capital to into the capital gap. And the community banks, I do think, are in jeopardy. The regulatory costs, I've talked to a number of them.
Right. Their margins are really getting squeezed right now.
Yeah, they are. And see, this is a time when the Fed has created accommodating policies to make it easy for banks to make money to heal the banking system. And if the community banks are having some difficulty at this level, when we get back to normal, we've got a problem. So,
right.
You know, you've got a very interesting question. So what's the future of the capitalization? Well, the couple of things that I also worry about, if you get down to it, in fact, we have, as you know, I'm chairman of a research institute
right.
funded by NASDAQ Foundation, Edward Lowe Foundation, and we have a number of academics studying our data, which covers tracks every business in the United States for 20 years, and one of our scholars is looking at the nexus between credit cards and small business. And I'm completely convinced, based on anecdotal evidence, that one of the key capital sources for growth capital in this country were second mortgages on homes and credit cards. And
you're talking to somebody who did that.
No kidding. And
yeah.
So you've had a constriction of those issues that could be a problem. But
this is why 4 years ago, when everybody started saying that, well, when the economy goes again, just wait till the startups hit, and the economy will turn around. And at that same moment, I predicted that that would not happen because startups wouldn't have access to the capital sources that I had, for example, 20-something years
ago. Absolutely. So, you know, that's a double whammy. So I've talked to a number of folks that are involved in the Jobs Act. Congressman Weicker, we invited to come in and talk with us about that when I was up at the on a panel at the U.S. Chamber regarding capital markets effectiveness. As you all know, I'm very involved with private equity.
Right.
Vice chairman of ACG. So let me lay out a couple scenarios. One trend I'm seeing out
hold
there.
Hold on to that thought, Doug. We've sort of laid the table for you, folks. The issue is the access to capital formation for small businesses in the future is going to be different. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I promise you, there's no doubt in my mind it's going to be different the next 20 years than it has been the last 20 years. And as much as I love independent community banks, I love small businesses more. And those are the ones that I want to help and figure this out. Doug's going to help us with this after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.